Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Radio Network.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jeff Finico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Braintree mayor. More than 10 years he's been hanging out with us. He's an outstanding small business attorney. I encourage you to check him out at succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Find his books, the crowdfunding handbook, all the eBay marketing legal books that he's produced. They're all available wherever books are sold. Cliff, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about, folks, some of the challenges that the younger generation, well, not just the younger generation, but everybody has, if they're working with people, partners and contractors and employees, remote folks, they're working collaboratively across the ether, and that's creating the need, it seems to me, Cliff, you just kind of made me thinking about this, it's created the need for the ultimate person, the ultimate entity, that the IRS is going to come back to and find their way back to you because you're planted in the ground. They're going to find their way back to you, at least try to bluff you, try to bluff you into paying.
Well, yeah, there are some police who work
they'll
for the
come
IRS.
After you
I have heard that.
That.
I have heard that rumor.
There's paperwork, though, that people need we didn't need 20 years ago.
Well, you know, I tell people there are some simple solutions to this, though, although, again, it takes discipline. And that's what it really comes down to. Compliance is simply a matter of discipline and organization. If you're a fairly organized person, this is easy stuff. We are not talking about rocket science here. You know, so for example, I suggest to my clients to send an independent contractor questionnaire out to all of their virtual world people, you know, and do it once a year. Don't just do it once when they first join up. You know, this is a questionnaire that basically goes through the IRS laundry list of things, and people check, yeah, that's right, that's right. No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm doing that. And just get into the habit. You know, you can get these from an attorney. It's a very simple form. It's usually only one page long. There
shouldn't
are some very good ones online that I've seen.
Shouldn't it say, I recognize that I am not an employee of this company?
That's part of it. But I think you have to go a little step further and point and sort of rub their nose in it a little bit and say, okay, you are not my only employer. I have the opportunity to work for other people. You are not providing me with equipment of any kind.
I don't expect you to withhold taxes for me.
Bingo, that's it. I'm not getting any benefits from you. That's another big one. I'm not getting any employee benefits. There's a whole checklist of things. It's about 20 or so things. And people check this off. They sign it, and then they send it back to you. And then you keep it up to date because things change, as you yourself pointed out. You do this once a year. It's discipline, but it's good discipline. Then you see a questionnaire coming back with too many no's on it. That's somebody you got to have a chat with.
There's one area that the IRS wakes up angry about every day, and that's the loss of revenue that they're getting from independent contractors.
You bet. From the
so
gig economy.
The
gig
one
economy.
Thing, if you ask, if Mr. Koskinen or whatever his name is, if you ask him when he wakes up in the morning, what's the one thing that he imagines, he's imagined the billions of dollars that's being lost from independent contractors.
That's right. That's right. They call it the tax gap, the gap between what the IRS should be collecting and what they are collecting, and it's huge. And we've talked about this before. E-commerce is another thing. People selling stuff online and not paying their taxes because they don't think they have to.
And the 1099 thing is a trail for that.
It is. Well, exactly. And they know, and let's face it, they're not stupid at the IRS. They know a lot of people make mistakes with this stuff. So that's where they're going to audit you. You know, they're not going to audit people things that people have an easy time complying
with. It's easy
with.
For them to do it, though. But if they get a 1099, if we send, you know, Cliff, if you do work for me and I send you a 1099, and all of a sudden they got all these 1099s in from you from one or a 1099 from one person,
they can trace that, absolutely.
And it's $75,000, then they're going to say, well, wait, where's the withholding?
Yeah, that's right.
And they're going to trace it back to you, then they're going to trace it back to me.
That's right.
Make me write the check.
That's right. Bingo. That's it. And they can do that. And a lot of people don't realize that until they get burned. Of course, if you're living like a nomad, the IRS won't be able to find you. So maybe
you're
it's all
Bedouin.
Right. I don't know.
An entrepreneurial Bedouin.
Circling back to that. Maybe that's the reason why these people move around so much. Maybe I haven't given that enough thought.
I've got a guy who works for me. That when he first worked for me, he was in Tennessee. Then he moved to California. Then he moved to Nevada. Then he moved to Estonia. Then he moved to Malta. Then he moved back to. I mean, he's been all over the place for 15 years.
That's right. A rolling stone gathers no taxes.
That's right. Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. That's Cliff's website, folks. I promise you, you'll be glad you went there, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.